And good morning. It's 9 o'clock, and we have on the phone here two guests from the Citizens for a Better America. We have Penny Johnson and Dan Adams. And good morning to both of y'all.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yes. How's everything going this morning?
Great.
So far, so good.
Good deal. All right. I wanted to talk to you guys about Citizens for a Better America. And if you could, Penny, if you could start us off here, if you could tell us, how did you guys get established, please?
Well, about 5 months ago, I guess it was, Dan and I had been Facebook messaging about different issues that were going on, and we were talking, and we were both just feeling a need to do something, and we were feeling it hard, and we were feeling it bad, and we decided, well, let's just start a group, and let's see how this goes, and let's just try this. And so we got together and with some other like-minded folks, and we created Citizens for a Better America. We have a third partner, Greg Byers, that came in. Mm-hmm. He's kind of our techie guy, set us up a website, which is really, really nice. You can go there and sign up for our email alerts that talks about different issues, and you can also go on there and participate in the forums. And we also send out alerts for actions that need to be taken. So then we decided, well, let's try doing a monthly meeting and see how many people we can get to come. And the whole idea of this was to unite, to make our voices heard, mm-hmm. get people together, give them a forum. Education is part of it, and spreading the word, and taking action, of course.
Right.
So that's how we got started.
And that website that you're talking about, I believe, is citizensforabetteramerica.com. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Great. Okay, so not only can I go on there, but now, Dan, do you have anything to add? Do you want to throw something in there?
The fact that there is obviously a place to join, and naturally we want anybody that's interested to become a member. I mean, there's no fee to join the group, and I think we're up to like 100 people already.
Wow. Over 100, yes.
Over 100, okay.
Nice.
Yes.
Very nice. Okay, now, and you said your meetings are how often?
We meet once a month, and this month's meeting will be at August 19th, which is coming up this Thursday.
Right.
We're meeting at the El Maguay Mexican restaurant here in Murphy by the Big Lots.
Mm-hmm.
And mail orders will start at 6. The meeting starts at 6:30 to 8:30. Our agenda typically is, we have a guest. We talk about an update about some issues that we had already talked about. And this month we have a special guest speaker, and Dan can tell you about that.
Yeah, we're also going to have after our prayer and pledge, we're going to have a gal named Mary Peterson is going to sing Am I the Only One? I don't know if you've heard that song yet or not, but
I think
it's quite a song.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard that song?
I think I have, yes.
Yeah, it's excellent, and it doesn't hit the airwaves much because, it's on the wrong side of the equation for most radio stations, I guess, mm-hmm. but anyway, she's going to sing that for us, and then Joe Wood is a prospective candidate for sheriff of Cherokee County, and mm-hmm. I've recently finally discovered that sheriffs carry an enormous amount of power.
Oh, yes.
In fact, they have the probably the most power of any elected official in a county, and the avenue that we're headed on here is the fact that there's been a lot of dissension among the sheriff side of our government in the fact that the federal government has tried to mandate to sheriffs on what they should be doing. Mm. And Sheriff Mack from Arizona some years ago kind of set the stage for all of this, and he sued the federal government, Bill Clinton to be exact, over the Brady Bill, which they were trying to mandate that the sheriffs would enforce a particular bill that they came up with. mm-hmm. not a law, just an act or something.
Right.
And he won, finally. It had to go to the Supreme Court. But along with that line of thinking, a sheriff, when they take office, they take the oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States. And that's basically, they're working for us, not the federal government.
Right.
And I had this discussion with Joe, if he was going to follow the Constitution or if he was going to follow somebody's orders, and he was mm-hmm. very clear that he will be a constitutional sheriff. And so that was really, really good news to my ears. We will probably follow this up later with a second candidate, I believe.
Lieutenant Smith.
Dustin Smith.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we'll probably give him equal opportunity, too. We're not choosing a candidate at this point, but I like the way that Joe is presenting himself, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, you said that there was how many people currently, Penny, in your organization?
Well, we have more than 100 on our email list that have joined on our website.
Right.
Typically, at a meeting, we have 30, 40 people.
Mm-hmm.
And the numbers are growing every month.
Now, you meet at various places around town?
Well, we have met at the Brasstown Community Center, mm-hmm. and it's right at the dinner time, so we thought we'd try something different this month. That's why we're meeting at a restaurant. They have a wonderful big community room in the back.
Right.
People can order food. It's right in the dinner hour, so we're test driving that and see how that works.
Gotcha. Okay, now, who may join your organization, Citizens for a Better America? Who can join?
It's open to everybody, so anybody can join.
Gotcha. Okay. So nobody in particular, everybody, out there can, have. Now, I've got a PSA.
If you're a God-loving patriot.
Right. That's what I was about to say, because I've got your PSA here written up, and we're going to air that starting today, as a matter of fact. So we'll be doing that public service advertisement for you and Citizens for a Better America. So what would you like to add to this, Penny?
Well, there is something I'd like to add. We're always God first. We're not going to win this battle of evil without God behind us.
Fantastic. And, that's great.
We did we called a prayer vigil last month, mm-hmm. and we sent out 50 letters to area churches and pastors. We posted it all over the place for this prayer vigil to meet at a certain time, certain place. We asked that people meet at their churches. We
right.
wanted to activate the churches. We wanted to activate the Christians. So let's have a prayer vigil. And we did this, and it was great. There was 5 churches that participated. And just at my church alone, there was almost 50 people. So that was really great. And I do know that there will be more prayer vigils coming. This is to pray for America, just Christians getting together praying for America, making mm-hmm. a stand.
Right. That's good. And
we
speaking
also had Pastor Jimmy Tanner come and speak at our last meeting, and he delivered an incredible speech. He mixed the the need for God in everything, along mm-hmm. with a patriotism message, which was really good. I mean, Jimmy is incredible in that department, and
he
hear he's sick, so we're praying for him. But
yes, I was just about to say, you took the words right out of my mouth, because I was about to tell everybody that please pray for my pastor. He's my pastor at First Baptist, Pastor Jimmy Tanner. He is in the Union General Hospital right now in Blairsville, and he has double pneumonia, and he's needing our prayers, definitely.
Well, for some reason, all day yesterday, the message that from the Bible in Romans kept coming to my mind, and it's the message of if God is with us, who can be against us?
Mm-hmm, that's true.
And
that's right.
I don't know why that came to my mind, but I've been thinking about that for a couple of days now. And that's what Jimmy was expounding at our meeting, was he went through all of the things that have gone in our country, how even though our country was founded upon God's principles and Christian mm-hmm. principles, we we've kind of let things happen and slide here over decades, from, you know, no Bibles in school, mm-hmm. no prayer.
That's right.
Obviously, the abortion issue, the atrocious abortion issue.
Right.
And we've just kind of forgot to maybe be as prayerful as we should be.
That's true.
And that's what Jimmy's message was. So Penny, bless her heart, she has really worked hard on this, and I think that we have kind of turned a corner where people are waking up all across the board, and we're delighted with the church's involvement.
Great. That is fantastic. So, citizens.
Another thing we do monthly is we have a table down at Art Walk, at the Downtown Murphy Art Walk, the first,
yes, ma'am,
Friday of every month.
Right.
And we have a table down there. We're signing up new people, talking about the issues that's going on. People have a lot to say, and people want to join. They want to unite. Everybody's fed up. You know, we need to take some action. We tackle the action not only on the federal level, but the local and the state level as well. You know, what can we do? What can we do here? What can we do now? So if you're down at Art Walk, stop in and say hello.
There you go. That's the first Friday in every month, Downtown Murphy.
Yes.
CitizensForABetterAmerica.com is how they get in touch with you guys.
Yes.
Okay. Well, do y'all have anything to add?
Well, you know, I was scribbling some notes here yesterday and today, and I was thinking, well, you know, if Max asks us, you know, what do we want to talk about? Well, what am I going to talk about? And three things came to my mind, three different topics, and of course, you know, I'm not going to elaborate on three different topics here this morning, but, you know, one of the things that happened at one of our meetings was we did have a, I guess I would call it a dissenter, show up, and he wanted to have a dialogue, you know, about his side of the equation and everything. And so anyway, one of the things that I carry with me to all my meetings and the Art Walk thing is a board that the headline says, "Why can't we all just get along?"
Right.
Which, of course, is what I would love, you know, a peace in the world, you know.
Oh, boy.
But the problem is that there are so many issues here, that social issues.
Right.
That we have a godly opinion of, mm-hmm. and they don't.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously the abortion issue, the men marrying women versus men marrying men, respecting our police, for heaven's sake.
Yes,
I mean,
absolutely.
What's that all about? How could you possibly leave our police force behind? And now we're coming up on this, this stupid vaccine passport. They're trying to mandate that. And I find,
yes,
that very, very interesting, because these are the same people who use the slogan, "My body, my choice," when it comes to abortion.
Right.
But now, with the vaccine, I scratch my head, because I'm thinking, well, if you're vaccinated, why do you care if I am? I mean, what business, mm-hmm. is it of yours?
Right.
And, so I'm struggling with that. And then paramount in my mind is this idea that perhaps when we vote next time, it's still not going to count fairly. And this has got to be corrected, because really our biggest stand in America is the right to vote,
mm-hmm.
and it has to be fair, and it has to be real, and there's some real strong personalities. Mike Lindell is leading a battle to try to educate America that the election was fraudulent. There's no question in his mind or my mind.
Right.
And we have to correct these abnormal and really what we need to do is get back to paper ballots, to where everything can be counted fairly and reconciled if you have to,
mm-hmm.
get rid of the stupid machines, and maybe people will feel better about voting.
That's true.
So there's my three topics all wrapped into one.
All right. Go, Dan. Okay, Penny, do you have anything to add? Did Penny drop out?
Yeah,
no, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. Do you have anything to add?
I got lost there for a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe in those, and I think we'll be talking about those at this upcoming meeting.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Very good. Well, listen, every Sunday morning, we started this segment back in January, and whenever I came on the air here, and we have a thing we call the Great American Hero or Heroes of the Week. And so we are going to make the Citizens for a Better America the Great American Heroes of the Week for what you guys are doing.
Yay!
Thank you. Woohoo!
You didn't see that coming, did you?
No.
Well, that was a little surprise
that
we were going to do live here on the air with you. So congratulations. You're the latest and greatest. Citizens for a Better America is our Great American Heroes for WCVP and WCNG. And if you guys will hang on just a second, I'm going to dedicate a song to you. And this song is called Wave the Flag. And this song was written by my deacon, actually. He co-wrote it. His name is Steve Hatfield, and also by Justin Terry, and they both wrote the song together, and Justin Terry actually is a singer-songwriter, so he sang the tune, and it is a fantastic song, so this song is going to be dedicated to you guys, and thank you for all your efforts and what you're doing, and I'll get that PSA on for you today, and we'll air it throughout the week up until Thursday night. Of your meeting.
Great.
And Penny, tell us one more time about the meeting.
Okay, it's going to be this Thursday at the El Margoy Mexican Restaurant. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but maybe
I think
I'm
Dan
close.
And I and earlier in the week figured out that it was called El Margoy. Is that right, Dan?
That's correct.
Okay.
El Margoy.
How they get that out of Maguey? I have no idea.
I
but
don't
that's
know.
Okay. That's okay. Dan corrected me. So, man, I was really messing it up. So, but anyway, Dan took the effort and hooked me up. So, thanks, Dan. Okay, go ahead, Penny. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's okay. But it's this Thursday, August 19th. The restaurant's on Andrews Road next to Big Lots in Murphy. Meal orders will start at 6. The meeting will be from 6:30 to 8:30. So,
and
everybody's welcome. Please come.
And Penny's buying,
bring
right?
Bring a friend.
Penny's buying, right, Dan? I think it's Dutch treat, right?
Oh, no.
So you pay your own way. If you come and you want to eat, then you pay your own way.
But you don't have to eat.
Right,
you don't have
exactly.
To eat.
All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming on and being on with us here live. And I'm going to have your song, so if you'll hold on just a second, we'll get that on for you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.